You know, I love being a black woman. I love every inch of my skin complexion. I love being a black woman in America, in Baltimore, anywhere I go. It gives me a sense of retaining my roots. It gives me a sense of knowing who I am and who I'm supposed to become. My name is Ola Kemi Taru, and I'm a senior at Morgan State University. I'm 22 years old, and I grew up west part and east parts of Baltimore. Black Girls Vote organization was originally founded in 2015. It actually just recently got chartered here at Morgan State University's campus. And Black Girls Vote, you know, what we really do, we educate young women to exercise their power to vote. So we encourage, we teach, we hold seminars, we do initiatives, we really explain, you know, we talk about politics and we talk about, you know, how we can get politics on our side as black women, as minorities. But we also try to train young women to, you know, let them know about, okay, this is why you have to vote. These are people who are running. What does voting mean to you? Or voting will affect you more if you have certain things on your side. So we do a lot.
The young girls from the grassroots process started this movement themselves, which is great because that's what Black Girls Vote is about, is starting from a grassroots perspective. I'm Dr. Pamela Queen. I teach here at Morgan in the accounting and finance department in the School of Business. As an advisor here working with the students at Morgan State, especially with Black Girls Vote, I really do just want to make sure we're building this pipeline, right? That we're building this pipeline of future leaders, leaders who understand the importance of community involvement.
I got involved because I really wanted to make an impact, and I wanted to have a voice in the community, especially in Baltimore City. Having my son made me realize that I have to be more active in the community for his sake, you know, because eventually my son's going to get older. You know, he's African-American male. And that's just the most scariest thing when you have kids. You're like, okay, I have an African-American male. And as he gets older, he's going to be more looked down upon, or he's going to be judged or stereotyped because of his skin color and because of his sex.
Often we've voted for white men, but now we can vote for ourselves. And so that's why Black Girls Vote is so important. Not only are we going to get women involved in voting who's representing us, but hopefully it'll be some of them who will get the impetus to run for offices, run for governor, run for state's attorney, run for county council, all those sorts of things. Because we can put people in office, so why can't we put ourselves in office?
If I could ever run for office, I might start off small, maybe, you know, city councilwoman, delegate, maybe something small, something slight.